We are taking a very well-deserved weekend off. So enjoy this best of Hour of America weekend with Ed Kalenge and Cara DeFalco.
America weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalenge and Cara DeFalco.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Cara DeFalco will be by in mere moments. We will talk about things you could once buy from the Sears catalog. Sears has fallen on some, shall we say, hard times, as has most of retail, because people now buy everything online for some reason. But anywho, back in the day, you could buy the most unusual things out of the Sears catalog. Some of them were alive, and we will have the story. Then it'll be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Hidden Figures. Then we'll be talking about the worst foods to eat in the car. It is never a good idea to drive and consume at the same time, but there are some foods that are better than others if you insist on doing so. Then the history of the New Jersey Italian accent. Yes, D's and do's and dings like dat. We will talk about it. Cara knows a lot about this for some reason, and we will have that story. We start things off this hour with my discovery this week of this incredible invention that allows you to escape any awkward or unwanted social situation in the world. And I have to thank our very own Adam Walsky, our sports guy here on the show. Here's the situation. One night this week, it's late. It's almost 8 o'clock. I'm leaving the studio. I want to get out. I want to go home for the evening. So Adam follows me out towards the elevator. So we get to the elevator, and Adam's having a conversation. Adam is a very nice chap. We're having this nice little conversation, but I want to go home. So I hit the down button, and so Adam is talking and going on, and all of a sudden the elevator opens, and you know what? That's my calling to leave. So I step into the elevator, turn around, hit the button for lobby, and Adam is talking, but then magically the doors close. Good night, Adam. See you later, and I'm on my way home. This was amazing. Now, no offense against Adam, but it was at a time I had a very long day, and I simply wanted to leave, get to my car, and drive the 35 minutes home. So I'm thinking, wouldn't it be amazing if we could have elevator doors anywhere at any time in our lives simply to shut people down? Wouldn't that be just downright incredible? You're having an awful conversation with your spouse. You don't want to be bothered. Nah, 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 nah. All of a sudden, if you could just press a button and doors close in front of that person, and it just shuts things down instantaneously. This is a wonderful idea. You're at work. You're having an awful day. You're in an uncomfortable situation with your boss. Don't you wish you could just press a button and have doors close in front of that person? This would be wonderful. Can we somehow create portable elevator doors that you can purchase and simply carry around you? Perhaps you can walk around in some sort of contraption that mimics an elevator, and it's your cue to the world, leave me alone. And it leaves you perfectly guilt-free because, hey, the door's closed. And the other person cannot get offended. Why? Because, hey, the door's just closed. What a wonderful invention, and what a wonderful thing. So this, it solves every social problem you would ever have in your life. So here is the advice. If you ever need to have a difficult conversation with someone that you anticipate is not going to go well, take that person and somehow drift on over to the elevator. Most of us work in situations where we do have elevators at least somewhere near us. So you need to move your life to the area of the elevator. And if you do, you will have this magic spell that will get you out of any situation, reduce your stress, and lead to a much happier life. Amazing. See how we help you here on this show? Now, if I tried to pull that with the co-host, boy, there would be hell to pay. Speaking of the co-host, she'll be by in a moment. We will be talking about awkward things you could buy from the Sears catalog. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. Show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the net, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Let's work to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.